This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowner, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. Let's hit the guest line right now and get a little feel from former Warriors GM, and that is Larry Riley. Give you a feel of the preview of the NBA playoffs, which get going tomorrow with a quadruple header. Hey, Larry, Taz in the Moves with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
No problem. Just drinking a little coffee here this morning.
Oh.
And as you can tell, I'm not wide awake, so I might say anything.
That's what we want, Larry.
That's great.
What we want.
That's awesome, dude.
Larry, Taz and I were talking about a little bit earlier with the lack of health with Golden State to begin this playoff run, concern level for them to get back with the competition in the Western Conference of them getting through the West and back to the NBA Finals.
Major concern. The obvious injuries that they have had, and then the last injury to Steph Curry creates a major problem. And I know that I think it's Las Vegas still has them as a little bit of a favorite over Houston, but at the same time, I wouldn't go out and bet a whole lot of money. If I had my house payment on it, I'd be a little nervous. And it's one of those things where I felt like all along that Kevin Durant may be certainly a better player than Steph Curry. But if you look at the team can't, they might win without Kevin Durant. They can't win the title unless Steph Curry can make some kind of progress and get into this playoff thing. And everybody knows it's very doubtful if he's going to play in the first round. But things are wide open. It's up in the air. I think there are several teams that could win this thing. And I like a lot of the teams in the West. I think there are going to be some very exciting series. And it's going to be interesting to see what plays out.
Yeah, no doubt. So Larry, let's talk about James Harden for a sec here, right? So right here in the 2018 playoffs, as we're on the cusp of it here, do you see a different Harden as opposed to years past?
I do. And, I give him credit. There's even though he has had great years, I think this has been his best year. And I don't know if that's totally him or a combination of Mike D'Antoni and then playing alongside Chris Paul. I imagine all those things have brought him to the top, but he's certainly at the top of his game. He's the most dangerous player in the league right now as far as I'm concerned, and I respect LeBron, but I tend to be out west and see a lot more of the West, and he is extremely dangerous. He's just had a great year, and he's doing a lot for them. He's playing better defense. He's never been known as a defender, but I just really enjoy watching him play.
Well, Larry, you mentioned, and certainly they've been a wonderful story, Houston. Do you like the messaging from D'Antoni as head coach that this year is a success even if they don't make it to the NBA Finals?
Coaches tend to have to find a way to take some pressure off of players and sometimes off of themselves.
That's a good point.
It does work that way. And I doubt that has any effect on what happens going forward because those guys are professionals and it's not a whole bunch of rookies or anything like that. They've been around the block. So they're going to go out and play their game regardless of what happens. You go back to – this is a little bit of a comparison. Go back to the year that the Warriors set the record for the most wins in NBA history and then lost in the finals. I don't know that they consider that a successful season. And so you have a little bit the same thing with the Houston Rockets. They've gone to the top, and having that pressure of then having to win the NBA title is something that they'd probably like to reduce a little bit if they possibly can.
Hey, Larry, what do you make of I'm sure you heard some of the scuttlebutt about Russell Westbrook and the whole stat padding stuff. Like, what do you make of that whole thing?
I don't even care. I mean, I really don't. And I know what you're talking about.
Right.
And there are people who will probably say that. Listen, if I'm telling you what, I tend to be kind of a mild sort of personality. If I had a chance to do what he did, I'd go after it in the same way.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I don't blame him one bit if he did it. The other thing is, he plays hard every night. Now, maybe it isn't always the smartest basketball, and please, I'm not saying he's a dumb player by any means. I'm not saying that at all. Sometimes he makes decisions that you wish he hadn't made, but I've seen Steph Curry make decisions that, you know, he throws the ball in the stand sometimes. But James Harden, you know, has had a great year. Russell Westbrook comes along, and now he gets the triple-double thing for a second year in a row. I don't blame Westbrook at all.
Yeah, I mean, Larry, certainly becoming the second player in NBA, first player in NBA history in multiple years, averaging a triple-double. You mentioned, Larry, contention out West, right? Concern level with Golden State. Houston, certainly the number one seed out West, entire NBA playoffs home court advantage. How deep do you think contention goes just to get to the NBA Finals?
Real deep. Whoever goes through the West is you've really got to play. And there's always the potential, and this has been talked about a great deal, that you can get beaten up going through the Western Conference before you get to the finals. And we all know what injuries do to players and then to teams in general. So it's going to be a dogfight out there. There are a lot of good teams. I'll tell you, Portland is a good basketball team. I'm not saying they win the whole thing or anything, and it would be stunning to a lot of people if they did advance and get to the finals. But you've got good teams in the West with Portland. Utah is a little bit of a surprise about how well they've done since they lost, you know, basically their a lot of people thought their star player. And, you know, Minnesota is on the come. They have young guys. I doubt that they beat Houston, but every team in the West is capable of winning in the first round anyway.
So, Larry, what about this year? Speaking West, my man Kawhi Leonard, right? Is he on the Spurs next year or what? What do you think?
That is the most difficult. You know, I was in the league for 28 years, and I've never quite seen this. And I cannot downgrade what he's doing because I don't know. But it is one of the most odd situations that I've ever seen. And, you know, obviously if he's healthy enough and could be playing, then his teammates would be a little concerned, more than a little concerned, and there would be that controversy. But if he's not healthy, he shouldn't be playing. And I'll go back to several years ago, Dirk Nowitzki. I was in Dallas with Don Nelson at the time. Dirk Nowitzki hurt a knee during the playoffs. We happened to be playing San Antonio. He felt like he could play. The doctors felt like there was a good chance he could play, and Don Nelson wouldn't let him go simply because you have a star player that his whole future could have been in jeopardy. And so there are all kinds of different ways to look at this thing. I'm not on the inside of it. I can't give you an answer. I'm waffling, okay?
Yeah, no, you get it. It's a confusing situation. I think everyone, even those that are with the San Antonio Spurs organization. Larry, we talked a lot about the West. Let's head east. And you mentioned how contentious the West is. How about the East when you look at it? Certainly the expectations Boston changes without Kyrie Irving, but they're going to still continue to play. What about way Philadelphia closed out the year? Obviously the Cavaliers, and then clearly LeBron and the Cavaliers, and then the Toronto Raptors.
Well, I think there's some good series. I don't know that it's a given that Cleveland's going to beat Indiana. I said Portland's a little bit the surprise team with the amount of success that they had out west as well as Utah. Indiana is the same thing to the East. And Indiana is certainly going to show up and compete. And I think that that could become a good series. It could go six or seven. I like Indiana's team. I would bet on Cleveland, even though I'm not a betting man. Toronto, of course, has the best record. I like their team. I think they can win the East over Cleveland. I'm a little bit concerned because of, like everybody else, the LeBron factor. He rises up, and until they're out of it, you got to say these guys are still a big threat. However, it's been a different sort of year in Cleveland. He's played and played well all year, and I'm talking about LeBron. I don't know if the supporting cast is strong enough, and it wouldn't be shocking if they did not get out of the East. And when we sit here and talk, if you go back to October, everybody's saying, forget the season. Let's just let Golden State play Cleveland for the finals. Both of those teams could be on the exit before they get to the finals.
Larry Riley, a former Warriors general manager, up early. The coffee is flowing, Larry, and we appreciate the time this morning, right?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. I wish you the best with your show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.